This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU. I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole. Good morning and thanks for tuning in. This is the time of year when a puff of smoke on the horizon can raise the hair on the back of your neck. Is it a prescribed burn, or is it the makings of the state's next massive wildfire? Arizona has experienced two of the largest forest fires in recorded state history in the last decade, and the onset of fire season has a lot of Arizonans on edge. Flagstaff resident Lisa Skinner grew up in a household of firefighters and has been ready to evacuate her whole life.
From when I was a little girl, it started with, you know, what are my plans? What am I going to bring? And I was going to get my blanket and put my stuffed animals and all my important toys in there and then break the window and get out of the house that way. I was on the first story.
She's still ready. She has to be. Skinner, along with her husband, their two-year-old son, and a dog and cat, lives in a steep, heavily wooded area about a quarter mile from the national forest boundary. Several times over the last few years, wildfires have threatened her neighborhood.
During the Brins Fire in 2006, when it was coming over the rim from Sedona, there was a lot of worry that it would cross the road and head up the canyon towards Kachina Village, towards our neighborhood. Our neighbor packed their boat and packed everything in their boat, and we saw them leave.
Wildfires are to Arizonans what the San Andreas Fault and tsunami zones are to Californians. They are regionally specific natural threats, and they can cause a lot of anxiety for some people, especially those who've experienced previous trauma.
When there's a trauma, a major trauma to the brain, and this is very biological, your brain actually changes. I call it the luge chute.
Sarah Gibson is a psychiatrist at the Northern Arizona Regional Behavioral Health Authority in Flagstaff. She counseled dozens of evacuees during last year's Walla Fire and the Rodeo Chedisky Fire, which broke out 10 years ago next month.
You have a trauma, your brain responds to that, and then the next time you're traumatized, you slide right down that luge chute back into the trauma again.
Gibson says some of those patients experienced physical symptoms of anxiety, including headaches, stomach problems, and sleep disturbance. Some relapsed into drug use. Some got into fights. Gibson says aside from their own safety and that of their family, most evacuees had one very specific fear.
The biggest trauma was pets. What do we do with our pets?
Evacuating one dog or cat can cause enough stress, but imagine having to evacuate hundreds of animals all at once when the fire is burning right across the street.
To say that that was stressful would be understating the case.
That's Eric Walden, development director at Second Chance Center for Animals in Flagstaff. During the Schultz Fire 2 years ago, Walden, his staff, and volunteers had less than 2 hours to evacuate all their animals, plus those at the Coconino County Humane Association and those belonging to fire evacuees.
People who work with animals are passionate about animals to begin with. Now add in the threat of a fire and threat of loss of life. So I would say emotions were running high.
And Walden says they have been ever since.
I would sit there saying, does that look like smoke to you? Over by the burn area, and we're going, uh-oh, that, no, it's not, And it's just an illusion. No, it's just the sun. It's just, uh-oh, should we call some fire? I mean, does the stress ever go away? I have to say for me, no. That doesn't mean I'm leading a burdened life. But I have to acknowledge, like I say, when it's fire season, yeah, the stress level goes up.
2 weeks ago, Northern Arizona's first big forest fire of the season started near the tiny town of Crown King. More than 300 people were and remain evacuated. And it's only May.